Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is The Veil Was Torn. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Veil Was Torn, written and read by Emma Danzi. Matthew 27, verse 50 through 51 says, "But Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Suddenly the curtain of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked and the rocks were split." Have you ever pondered the reason that the first verse after Jesus' death in three of the four Gospels is the fact that the temple veil, curtain, tore in two? Why is this so significant? How does this apply to all believers today? We are going to spend time studying the value and wonder of our great and victorious Savior who tears down the veil and makes us his own again. What was the veil? When we hear the word veil, we may think about a bride or just simply a covering. This curtain was established in the times of Moses. It was intentionally placed to divide the Holy of Holies in the temple of God. Exodus 35:25 says, "Every skilled woman spun with her hands and brought what she had spun, blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen." The veil was in the temple where God dwelled among the Israelites. The veil was the divider inside between the holy place to the Holy of Holies. Only a high priest once a year could enter the Holy of Holies. The veil was the physical symbol of separation caused by our sins. The veil was said to be 60 feet high. This would not have been easy to get to the top to tear down. Dr. Tom LaVorne shares that the temple veil was the thickness of a man's hand embroidered with figures of cherubim, like those Ezekiel saw guarding God's throne. The veil was also a picture of death, whereby we enter the presence of God. Judeo-Christian Clarion says, "Behind the veil sat the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. The veil concealed the presence of God. Two cherubs were woven into the veil. The high priest's privilege. One time a year during Yom Kippur, one high priest would be selected to go into the Holy of Holies. This was a great honor. It could be a moment of life or death, as they would literally tie a rope around his ankle in case he were to pass away while in the presence of God." Aaron Armstrong shares that the priest offered sacrifices and gifts on behalf of the people to reconcile them to God. We know that based on the book of Hebrews that Jesus is called our high priest. He fulfilled the task of Passover as our sacrificial, perfect Lamb of God. One temple, one way. There was one temple found in Jerusalem. As we ponder this thought, that meant that there was only one veil. One sin caused separation from God. One veil symbolized that divide. And one Savior, Jesus, came and made one way to heaven. John 14:6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We have such a great hope today in Christ. We do not have to be distanced or feel the need to hide in our sin veiled our faces. He has taken away the separation of sin and brought us all into his presence again. He has sent us the Holy Spirit. We now are Christ's temples. When he is in our hearts, we have security of heaven. Understanding how the Old Testament is leading up to the New Covenant amazes us. We gain a greater appreciation and understanding of our Savior's completely intricate yet straightforward plan of salvation. We are reaffirmed that he has delivered us and we are his forever. We are his bride and we are united with our groom. He has called us his own and given us the right to be co-heirs with him forever. Intersecting faith and life. How does knowing the veil was torn for you remind you of the great length Jesus went to in order to save you from your sins? How does this compel you to live out of that confidence this week? Further reading, Exodus 26:33, Mark 15:38-39, Luke 23:45-47.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friends, Nicole Eunice here from the How to Study the Bible podcast. I want to invite you to experience a fresh look at the story of Joseph and what it means for you today. Life can totally throw us for a loop, whether it's your family or your marriage, work, church, or something else entirely. Maybe you have found yourself in a season that you never would have expected and that you certainly wouldn't have signed up for. In this 6-week Bible study together, we're going to talk about the biblical story of Joseph, a man who lived an unexpected life and trusted God through it all. We'll talk about the blessings he experienced, the promises God keeps, the way that tests of our character can actually refine our faith. We'll talk about patience. We'll talk about loss. Absolutely talk about redemption. So come join us for the 6-week series over on the How to Study the Bible podcast. Can't wait to dive in with you.